Welcome to worship here at Southport Congregational Church. Let us join together in the call to worship. Welcome to this season of light, life, and love.
If there is any darkness in us, let us be in the light.
For the season of light is upon us.
I am the light of the world, said our Lord.
He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Let us rise and shine, for our light has come.
Let us celebrate this season of hope, peace, love, and joy as we worship together. Let us pray. God of all beginnings, of all advents, we welcome your spirit into our worship this morning. Be with us as we come to hear your words, to celebrate your story, to share your gifts, and to spread your love. As the shepherds were in awe of the angels, renew in us that same awe, so that we may see the miracles of your love all around us, in all the people we meet who challenge and support us, in the successes and failures we experience, in the illness and healings that occur, and in the joys and sorrows in our daily lives. We realize, God, that through all of these times, you are with us, and for that, we are in awe. Continue to be with us in our celebration pageant today as we worship you and pray these words together as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Coming forward, I just want to invite the Ogunshuis, Melissa and Oladele, to come forward as they are going to be lighting our third candle in the Advent wreath, the candle of love.
Good morning. Today is the third week of Advent, a time that we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We are here because we seek the love that God's presence brings into our lives.
God brought the messages of hope and peace into the world through Jesus. We hope that our world can soon be at peace and that love will conquer all our differences that cause us to fight with one another. And so, on the third Sunday of Advent, we celebrate all the ways that God calls us to be a people of love, to be a people who know that God is present in our lives. No other word so adequately captures the spirit and goal of our faith. No other word so completely describes what we know of our God. We pray for hearts large enough to embrace those the world views as outcasts. Hearts large enough that enable us to put down our fear of those who are different from ourselves. And hearts large enough for us to love those whose glories we fail to see. For God so loved the world that a child was given. A savior was made in the form of incarnate. Let us give thanks for God's pervasive and enduring love once more this Christmas season. Let us join together in the responsive litany found in our bulletins.
The season of Advent continues. For the last two Sundays, the frail light of hope and peace dared to pierce through the darkness of despair and violence and bring hope and peace into the world.
When we live a life filled with peace and hope.
Today, we light the candle of love as a reminder that love is the best gift that we can give to each other. In the Gospel of John, it is written, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life."
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful to be here. Wonderful to see you on this third Sunday, the Sunday of love. And very, very appropriate to be having our pageant on the Sunday of love, because there are just incredible love vibes that we get from the kids, from the youth who lead us this morning. And we are so looking forward to you, and you're being so patient there in these front pews. It is the most wonderful time of the year. We do have some announcements, and just before I get to those, let me invite you to, we have friendship registers that are on the inside and outside aisles of our pews. If you want to just take that and just jot your name, if you're a visitor, we'd love to have your address and just drop you a note of welcome and be able to say hello during the week. If for some reason you're not getting emails, then please just put your email address down there also with your name, and then you can keep up to date on everything that is happening in the church. So we have many things going on. And so you want to read your bulletins very, very thoroughly. A couple things just to highlight. Obviously today, as I make my way around the sheep here, which we don't usually do on Sundays, but this is Pageant Sunday. And I do, again, want to thank all of you participants I want to thank Philip Betancourt and Marnie Cruz and Joanne Parody all for your leadership in this, and baby Jesus, right? Ava, welcome. You got to keep baby Jesus happy. This afternoon, we would usually be having our, and we had scheduled our annual Christmas open house. Unfortunately, I hope that you all got the message. If not, this is the message that unfortunately we need to cancel that this year. Laura was very sick. She is here with us today, but was very sick in bed Monday through Friday. And if anyone knows Laura, thinking about her in bed for that long, you know that something is off kilter. But things are back on kilter, but we decided it best to not push things for everybody's health sake, mental and physical, and to we're taking this year off. And so we will miss you very, very much. We will be thinking about you, but we will resume bigger and better next year, as they say. And fear not, said the angel, for we shall still have a wonderful time today, because our fellowship hour today after church is going to be outside in the courtyard, and it is a very special old-fashioned Christmas in the courtyard with hot cider and with cocoa and with donuts and with roasting chestnuts. We do also have an open fire. I don't know if we're actually roasting the chestnuts on the open fire, but we're having both, so you can put them together in your mind. We're having Christmas music, and it's a great chance to connect and celebrate and renew. So we will see you out there. Also, Christmas Eve service. We are having our 5 o'clock and our 10 o'clock live, present Christmas Eve services this year. Masks are going to be requested because numbers sometimes are higher. We are also made a decision from the Board of Deacons just this morning that we are going to be taking reservations, not for seat placement, but just for numbers, just so we know and can prepare how many people are going to be here. And sometimes we have 500 people here, which is really just absolutely wild. So it is going to be limited to, 360 people for both the 5 o'clock and the 10 o'clock service. So it's easy. Just call in to the church office starting Monday morning. Let us know if you are coming, and we will put your name down. And the 5 o'clock is more of a family service, and we have our cherub and junior and teen choir singing at that. At the 10 o'clock is the senior choir. Both services have our candlelight, wonderful music, choirs, brass, timpani, scripture, wonderful Christmas carols, and we'll see you there. In other news, the Giving Tree gifts for children and families in need are due today. Please bring your wrapped gift with a red mitten tag to the chapel, and some I know have already come in. So thank you so much for your generosity to those who are in need this season. And if you would like to help support the beautiful decorations of this church with a poinsettia or just to help out, today's the last day to be able to support that, and that's on the last page of your bulletin, and you can read about that. This Thursday, Women's Christmas Tea, all women are invited to that, this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. in the library. More details in the bulletin. And this is fun. This is also in the bulletin too, but I just wanted to point it out, that our church, the interior of this church, is going to be on CBS Sunday morning, next Sunday. And that's at, I think it's at 11. I don't know, because I'm always tied up on Sunday mornings. I don't get to watch it. But they were here on Friday, and it's a backdrop for a story about the song of Christmas Time is Here, you know, from A Charlie Brown Christmas, that really beautiful song. And I got to stand outside and listen to them playing that over and over on the piano. And David Pogue, CBS reporter, and his crew were here. So you can also be here next Sunday. And the beautiful thing about the Google machine and the internet, I say that jokingly, is, you know, you can just cue in later, and you can take a look. But that's just kind of a fun thing. And I do want to thank everyone who has given their pledge so far for the 2022 year to be able to support our ministry, our mission, our programs, our staffing, our church facility, everything that we do as a church. We're about a third of the way there towards our goal. If you have not given yet, then obviously there's still time. We do appreciate all of it. And there are still a few letters that have not been sent. So if you have not received one, though, then you can also request that, please. And please make your pledge as soon as feasible to make everything work. As we say, it all works when we are putting our hands and our hearts and our faith together. So I thank you very, very much. And now we have our hymn.
It is now, as we enter into a time of quiet meditation and prayer, that I ask you to keep the following people in your hearts. For Adele Keating, who is recovering from a colon operation last week. For Brett Batchelor, brother of Stephanie Whitaker, who had a major surgery on Friday. For Neil Rice, who had a health scare this week. And for Amanda Marino, Marjorie, and Sam Palmer, and others among our church family who are battling various cancers. For these and others who are sick and in need of healing, we pray for strength and resilience, for gentle and effective care, and support and healing. We also lift up prayers today for those for whom this season is not of celebration, but of lament. We pray that they may feel seen in their sadness and that they may receive the peace and love of the Lord. And finally, we pray for guidance and healing during the ongoing and ever-changing challenges of this pandemic, for the 5.3 million people who have lost their lives, and for the countless stories and plot lines upended. We lift up all these prayers and all those which you carry inside your own hearts now. So let us pray. Loving God, your holy scriptures tell us that when you appeared to the shepherds of the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night, you startled them. Loving God, your scriptures tell us that these unknowing shepherds were filled with great fear. This morning we ask how often we are these shepherds going about our daily tasks, terrified of a miracle which might derail them. Yet, loving God, it is not you that you intended to scare the shepherds. It is not that you intend to scare us. But you tell us that amidst your glory, an angel said, "Fear not." God, we pray that we may hear you say that in this moment, and that we might take this caution. For Lord, even on this day of love, we admit that there is so much to be fearful of. We see through this mirror dimly, and in the mirror, we see reflections of your good and glorious plan distorted, dim, dark. Cells mutate, hearts break, lambs are led astray, and things and people, ideas and times we love dearly are lost. This Christmas season is blue for many, Lord. And yet we do not name these hardships as people without faith, but as people who have heard the next words the angel spoke. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Loving God, we pray that we may hear you say that this moment, and that we might feel that joy, that peace, that love of your presence without caution. Lord, your holy scriptures have revealed to us the light and the salvation that can enter into our darkness, into our dimness, and it calls it love. And so we pray for love to overwhelm us. We pray for healing for those who are ill, for peace for those who are burdened, for reconciliation for those who are torn apart. We pray for justice. We pray for joy, not just any joy, but great joy. That will be for all people. And we pray, Lord, that you may give us that love so that we might praise, as the scriptures tell us, those angelic multitudes in the heavens praised after fear. Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, remembering that because of grace, we are now counted among those with whom God is pleased. Amen. Now, as we transition into our time of offering, we so too bring in a time of prayer. Our offering this morning comes from the prayers of St. Augustine in his Confessions, in which he prays, "Let these transient things be the ground on which my soul praises you, God, but let it not become stuck in them and glued to them." In other words, he notes that our worldly blessings are reasons to praise God, but not the things upon which our praise should be dependent. So in this time of offering, may we use our worldly blessings and resources, not as objects of praise, but as objects with which we might praise God by passing them forward to support God's work of love. And it is in that spirit of love that I now invite you into this morning's offering, for which instructions are in your bulletin or on your screen, or in baskets on the edge of each pew. As always, thank you so much for your loving generosity. Do we have the best choir or what? That was great. And now, after singing of Christmas, will you please join me in our unison prayer of dedication? God of greatest love, in the child of Bethlehem, you give us the gift of your own self. What we have to give, we give with grateful hearts. May our offerings help create love on earth as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the time before Jesus' birth, God's people remember the promise of the prophet Isaiah.
Unto us a child will be born, unto us a son will be given, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace.
Today, we remember the promise of Jesus' birth, our promise of love, light, and joy, a promise of peace.
Zechariah was visited by an angel. The angel told him that his wife, Elizabeth, was going to have a baby. Now, Zechariah and Elizabeth were an old couple, so Zechariah did not believe the angel. Little did Zechariah know that his son would be John the Baptist. After telling Zechariah the good news, the angel said to him,
"You will be silent and unable to speak until what I have said comes to pass, because you did not believe my words."
After the angel's visit, Elizabeth found out she was with child. Elizabeth and her silent husband Zechariah shared the goodness with Mary. They were never expecting to be expecting.
We're expecting. sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God and appeared to Mary. The angel said,
"Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you."
Mary was stunned. The angel continued,
"Do not be afraid. God has found favor with you. You will have a son, and his name will be Jesus, and he'll be the Son of God."
"How can this be?"
"Anything is possible with God."
"I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to God's word."
"My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
"My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God."
In that region, Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem during the time a census was taken. People from all over the region were in the city, so there was no room for Joseph and Mary, who was with child. But they found a humble manger, and there, in the least likely of places, the Son of God was born.
Down where he lay and lived.
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. The angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. God has found favor with you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.
Let's go to Bethlehem like the angel said. Come on."
And they brought with them their friendly beasts.
Thank you.
Thus entered the kings.
These three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, they travel afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Thank you. Elizabeth and Zechariah didn't know their child would be John the Baptist. Mary and Joseph didn't know their son was the Son of God. The shepherds didn't know the Savior had been born. And the wise men did not know where the star would lead. They didn't know until they heard and followed the word of God.
Pretty much exactly the way it happened. It melted their hearts then, and it melts all of our hearts once again. And thus, Jesus was born. May we take this into our hearts, into our lives, to all of our love. And may we remember Jesus' message of peace and love, faith, giving courage every day of our lives. Happy birthday to the Prince of Peace.
Thank you.
Touched by an angel. Touched by an angel. They're real angels. They are. They really and truly are. As we have been touched this morning, touched and lifted and moved and inspired, and our hearts have changed. Our hearts have opened. Not just with the love and with the joy of these children and youth and with the music, but they've been touched and inspired and changed and moved, we have been, by the love and presence of God. This is it. This is it through us, through them. So may we take that, and may we live with that. May we love with that this day, this week, through the Christmas season, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.